Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, September 12th. Polls will be open today in the Iowa Quad Cities and across the state for school board elections, and there are races to decide in all four school districts in Scott County. Seven candidates are on the ballot for three seats on the Bettendorf School Board. And in Davenport, six people are competing for three seats. Four names are on the ballot in the North Scott District for three openings on the board. And in Pleasant Valley, where members are elected from districts, two people are competing to represent the second district. Polls will be open until 8 p.m. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is in Japan to promote the state's universities and transportation infrastructure in hopes of attracting businesses. Tony Arnold has more.
Governor Rauner says over and over and over that Illinois' political system is broken, and that hurts the state's business climate. Rauner said one Japanese company looking to grow in Illinois considers local property taxes to be a hindrance. Rauner wants to freeze property taxes.
They were excited to hear that because they'd like to invest and grow in Illinois, but the property taxes are a problem, and they asked us for help.
Some Democrats often say freezing property taxes would squeeze the budgets of local schools or police departments. Rauner's 8-day trip also takes him to China with a delegation of government and corporate officials. I'm Tony Arnold.
Just a day or two after they returned from Houston and Hurricane Harvey, some Iowa National Guard soldiers and helicopters are being deployed again. Yesterday, 19 soldiers and four helicopters from Davenport, Iowa City, Boone, and Waterloo left for Florida to help victims of Hurricane Irma. Guard spokesman Colonel Greg Hapgood says they'll be stationed outside of Florida initially until the severe weather has passed.
We have two Chinook helicopters, which are heavy lift helicopters. They move supplies and equipment and people. And then the other two helicopters are called LUH-72 Lakotas, which are light utility helicopters, but they have specialized optics and cameras and infrared sensors on board so they can help with search and rescue.
Some of these same soldiers and helicopters traveled to Texas on September 1st and for 9 days carried people and supplies around the Houston area. But he says they returned home over the weekend after the emergency phase ended and the area began to focus on recovery. Faced with trying to staff these two huge natural disasters, the Red Cross is trying to recruit more volunteers, and it's offering an accelerated training class called Just in Time so more people can be ready to help as soon as possible. Amber Wood, executive director of the Red Cross chapter serving the Quad Cities and West Central Illinois, says volunteers are normally trained in class and online over several weeks or longer, but Just in Time covers all that material in a single day.
Where they're really learning about the basics of the American Red Cross disaster cycle services, deployment basics, as well as sheltering fundamentals, and everyone is welcome class to really help those volunteers be ready to deploy in a short time.
Once the class is completed, the average deployment can last about 2 weeks. Wood says the just-in-time one-day classes will be offered across Illinois starting on Saturday, including classes in Peoria, Quincy, and Moline. Training is free, but registration is requested. And as of yesterday, she says 91 volunteers and staff from her Red Cross chapter have been deployed or are en route to Texas and Florida following Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.